Under the bill, Wisconsin businesses that received Paycheck Protection Program loans last year as part of federal coronavirus relief would not have to pay state taxes on their loans. The loans are already exempt from federal taxes. The legislature's nonpartisan budget office says the tax break would cost the state government about $419 million over the next 3 years. According to the federal government, about 115,000 Paycheck Protection Program loans worth about $12 billion have been distributed in Wisconsin since the beginning of the pandemic. The loans are mostly for small businesses with 500 or fewer employees and could be used for things like rent and payroll. Both the State Assembly and Senate are scheduled to vote on the bill today. If both chambers approve it, it moves to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Evers has not said whether he'll sign it. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.